This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Well, Coach, really that middle of the first half when Fordham smothered you on defense and went on the 18-0 run seems to be the difference. Your thoughts on this one?
Atlantic 10 basketball right here in Bronx, New York. I thought they were a tougher team for majority of the first half, if not all the first half. And, you know, we kind of got to take it to us a little bit, actually a lot. And I thought the second half we came out, played a little bit more inspired basketball with a little bit more toughness. Might have even outplayed them in the second half.
Seems to be a running theme is that when a big man gets going, the team really doesn't quite have an answer. We saw that in Delaware. We saw that today with Chubo Hams, who went for 18 points and 11 rebounds inside.
Yeah, it's called recruiting, and that's what we're doing right now. It's also called a little bit of a talent discrepancy at that spot. You know, we're down some guys. We were able to get Cheeseman back a little bit tonight, play him some minutes, but he was limited. Looked a little bit fatigued. He didn't look like he had his legs as much as we would like him to. That affected some rotations. But, you know, this is part of the journey and part of the growth. This is Atlantic 10 basketball. They're a good team, 5-2, and they played like it tonight.
Yep, Cheeseman coming back. Marlon Adams coming in for the first time since the Penn State game as well. What do you think of their stamina and where they are right now on the way to getting back?
Long way to go. Cheese is probably a little bit closer than Marlon just because he's a little bit closer to having played a basketball game. You know, Marlon still has to figure some things out. Looked a little bit lost there in some of the things we're trying to do offensively. So that's going to be a work in progress for him. And, you know, that's part of the process and just part of what we're going to need to do to get him going. 7 minutes tonight. He looked a little winded even in those 7 minutes. So we're going to have to find creative ways when we get back home to condition him and get him moving again.
Doesn't get any easier. We got a flight tomorrow and Baylor on Tuesday. What's the message that we head down to Waco?
Hey, you know, we just got to try to go out there and play a little bit more looser to start the basketball game. If we can do that, then we can try to, you know, make some shots and, you know, try to give ourselves a chance like we did against Oklahoma. But, you know, we're a little bit down right now in terms of our bodies, a little bit banged up. And then the guys that are coming back, you know, they've got to do a better job of, you know, getting themselves in the condition they need to be to play basketball games. So we're not going to be able to play them as many minutes as we would like, but, you know, it's going to take some time.
All right, thank you, Coach. We'll see you in Texas.
All right, good enough.